Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear, with warm temperatures expected in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a mild morning, ideal for early outdoor activities. In Eilat, the weather remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu says, "The war continues, there is more work to do in Lebanon." This was reported 11 hours ago. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reports that Trump considers a limited operation against Iran after failed negotiations in Islamabad. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli leaders slam Erdogan after Turkish prosecutors file war crime charges against them. Separately, from Mariv just 12 minutes ago, the political upheaval in Budapest raises concerns about similar scenarios for Israel. And finally, I-24 News reports from 48 minutes ago that Trump declared Iran will not have a nuclear weapon as CENTCOM prepares to blockade Iranian ports on Monday. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a journalist, posted just minutes ago questioning if Iran and its allies feel emboldened by recent events. Meanwhile, the Center for Countering Digital Hate shared earlier today that major music stages are becoming hostile environments for Jewish and Israeli artists. Eve Barlow, a cultural commentator, posted just 27 minutes ago with a nostalgic reference to Trent Forever. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizes ongoing military operations to secure the northern border against infiltration and missile threats. This statement, according to Ynet, underscores Israel's commitment to national security amidst continued tensions. Civilians in the region remain on high alert. Turning to the situation with Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlights that President Trump considers military action following the collapse of talks in Islamabad. U.S. officials indicate a strategic response may soon follow. The potential for escalated military engagement raises concerns about regional stability. Meanwhile, in a report from JNS, Israeli leaders criticized Turkish President Erdogan after Turkish prosecutors accused them of war crimes. This move further strains Israel-Turkey relations. The diplomatic fallout could impact future negotiations and regional alliances. Separately, Mariv discusses recent political changes in Hungary and their implications for Israel. Viktor Orban's loss has stirred fears of similar political upheaval here. Observers question whether Prime Minister Netanyahu might face increased political challenges. And finally, I-24 News reveals that President Trump remains steadfast on preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear capabilities. CENTCOM's upcoming maritime blockade emphasizes U.S. pressure on Iran. This development could significantly affect international shipping and diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Mariv Business, Carrefour's market entry in Israel creates a significant price gap, offering consumers new opportunities. This competitive shift in the retail sector could redefine shopping habits. Separately, CTEC reports on Prof. Yoav Shoham's efforts to manage the AI industry's rapid growth. His insights into AI hype cycles could influence future tech developments in Israel. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that the financial burden of the conflict with Iran and Hezbollah may reach 65 billion shekels. This projection excludes potential long-term economic impacts, urging a reevaluation of defense spending. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.